This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Welcome to the program here where you can take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
MJ.
Yep.
That's me.
Here we are again. Lots of stuff in the news to talk about here tonight, including another ban on Twitter. This time it was the guy from Project Veritas. Have you ever heard of Project Veritas?
Yeah, they rock.
What are they?
Well, Veritas means truth in Latin, I believe.
Okay.
Truthfulness,
so, yeah.
Or maybe truthiness.
Okay.
But they have... they're more conservative than libertarians, so they spend some time attacking like Planned Parenthood and all that. Mm-hmm. But they do some good stuff. They send in undercover reporters into organizations.
Okay.
And present different scenarios and just publicize how the crew reacts to it, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, they've really stirred up a lot of controversy because of this undercover camera stuff. I mean, it's great work. I mean, anytime you can get bureaucrats, for instance, to behave how they would normally behave, because they don't see the cameras, so that's...
Or they see you as an employee, so they don't see you at all.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
So, you know, you put these people in a position where they are treating you as they would normally treat you, because when you bring a video camera openly... They behave differently.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a cop is not going to act the same way if he sees you carrying a camera as he will if you're not.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Every once in a while they tell the truth off camera, and it's so fascinating to see that mask fall away for a moment.
So now the guy who's behind Project Veritas has been suspended, and as has Project Veritas permanently. Suspended from the Twitter platform as of today.
Come on over to social.freetalklive.com, guys, because we'd love to have you, and anybody can get your message.
It's true, and in fact, that's, of course, where I was going to go with this. We actually had Footloose from Absolute Defiance and Skyler from the guy from Savage Truth 603. They both signed up today at social.freetalklive.com.
Nice.
So we're getting some activists in here, which is
now,
nice.
Now, are we, like, cultivating a stable of personalities? Because that might be a good idea.
I think that's a great idea. The trick is to get them to come back and to keep posting there. That's the trick.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, and you know, it would be basically adding a tipping system to the thing, I guess, would work. That might be the way to go, because if you have a tipping thing, then you have a way to express your appreciation for somebody's work that gives them an incentive to come back to that platform.
It's a great idea. I don't know if such a thing already exists for Mastodon. It wouldn't surprise me if it does, because Mastodon, which for listeners that don't know, Mastodon is the decentralized, polycentric alternative to Twitter, where you can run your own server and no one else can tell you what to do with it, which is pretty awesome. But it's been in development for years, so it wouldn't surprise me if somebody's already figured that out.
Yeah, and if not, it's trivial. I think you could use almost exactly the... I mean, basically, you could take hold of a few things that the platform already has and just do it, because cryptocurrency does all the hard work for you.
Right. You don't need to come up with a payment system. You just have to come up with a way for it to interface.
Exactly, and that's, I mean, that's done automatedly from from stores, for example, online stores, regularly. So it would just be taking those two pieces of software and marrying them, probably either either an AnyPay product or BitPay or something like that.
So, interestingly, this story actually resulted from James O'Keefe, who is the founder of Project Veritas, being also locked out from his own account. The suspension stemmed, they say, from a video the group shared Wednesday featuring Facebook's vice president of integrity.
They got the vice president of integrity on. That's like having the king of garbage on.
Apparently.
Vice president of government integrity.
This guy was apparently confronted at his home by Project Veritas. And the footage, which is still available on YouTube, Mr. Guy Rosen from Facebook is confronted outside of his home by Veritas reporter Christian Hartsock regarding claims that Facebook freezes comments on threads where the site's algorithm detects that they're, quote, may be hate speech. So they apparently wanted to talk to him about that, and they tried to, you know, corner him outside of his house, because I imagine the guy's not returning phone calls.
They never do.
Right.
Nobody at Google returns phone calls. Nobody at Facebook returns phone calls. Maybe if you have a monetary relationship with them, I mean, I'm sure they answer the government's phone calls, because they get a lot of money from them.
Right. While Project Veritas did blur the license plates of the cars parked in Rosen's driveway, the number of the executive's home is brief. Visible in the clip. Twitter has not yet returned a request for comment. This, by the way, is a story from the Daily Mail in the UK to clarify how the video specifically breached its privacy rules. But in its messages to O'Keefe and Project Veritas, Twitter wrote, quote, you may not publish or post other people's private information without their expressed authorization and permission.
Wow.
Well, is it private information? I mean, if I could go and pull up this guy's name, if I know where
it's a matter of public records, what they call that.
That's what I would think. I mean, it, you know.
They're saying that the private information is his address?
That's what I think they're saying, yeah.
If he owns that home, then it's a matter of public information.
Correct.
Yeah,
that he owns that home. Also, by that logic, you wouldn't be able to shoot somebody in any recognizable place. Because if their location is a secret, when you interview them, then you can't interview them in front of McDonald's because somebody might recognize that McDonald's and know where you are.
Right. I mean, if you just have a house with a number on it, that doesn't really give you anything. That
you can't see a street sign or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't know which street he's on.
No.
You probably don't even know which city he's in unless they've given that information.
Mm. Well, the thing is, fairness is not the order of the day in any of this stuff.
Right.
If you look at, God knows I'm not a Trumper by any stretch, but if you look at the videos that are coming out, they are so damning, where you see basically his Democratic, the people who are prosecuting the case against him, standing up and saying, you did this, you did that, and then it cuts to shots of them doing exactly the same thing, or Hillary Clinton doing exactly the same thing, questioning whether an election was legit. And just think about what that means for one second. If you cannot question the legitimacy of an election, you must never question it. What if you see mobs of people in masks dragging one side or the other away from the polling place? Can you not say anything about that? Because that is supporting insurrection? You know? If so, then what keeps the integrity, if it ever had any, which I don't think it has, in our electoral system? If it must not be questioned, then we'll never know if it's ever wrong. And that is a very dangerous precedent that these people are setting. And we're letting them do it. I've been saying nothing about it. I mean, I actually joked one time when they came for Trump, I didn't speak up because screw Trump.
But the fact that they came for Trump shows that they can get anybody they want to. They can take anybody down.
Well, they
down.
Think so. It remains to be seen how this ends. His supporters might still stand up, you know? Yeah.
Well, no, what I mean is he's off social media.
Has anyone heard from him yet?
He's off social media, but he could be back on it in a heartbeat.
If he launched his own site.
Donald Trump, if you can't find your way onto social media, sign up at social.freetalklive.com. I will show you how to radiate your message out from there, because you're an idiot, but you should be heard.
There you go. 603-283-6160. It's true. 603-283-6160. Your comments on the continuing crackdown on your speech. We're not going to call it free speech, but your speech on social media.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
And I want to make sure you know about AnyPay. AnyPay 2.0 is out there now, and crypto payments are faster than they've ever been. If you ever tried AnyPay 1.0, it was pretty good. AnyPay 2.0 is way faster. And if you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, then you'll have a smooth experience with AnyPay. But some wallets just aren't there yet, unfortunately, like Coinomi or Exodus Wallet. Two very fine wallets. They don't have what it takes to be compatible with AnyPay. They don't handle the what they call the pay protocol. So we're asking for your help. If you're a user of Coinomi or Exodus, RelayX, or Bread Wallet, and you want these wallets to be better, you have to ask for it. This is a decentralized marketplace, so not everybody does the same thing all at once, so it helps if they hear from users like you. And the way that you can do that is to go to anypayinc.com/upgrade, anypayinc.com/upgrade. You'll get the instructions on what makes one wallet work and another one doesn't, and kind of give you a basic explanation, and then contact information for your favorite wallet programmers over at anypayinc.com/upgrade. We're talking about the latest takedown on social media, this time Twitter, banning Project Veritas from its platform, and possibly the founder of Project Veritas as well, James O'Keefe, saying that they didn't do a good enough job at protecting the private information, or what they're calling private information, of a Facebook quote-unquote vice president of integrity.
Just imagine that. You let some of the Facebook execs' information go. What does Facebook do? It sells your information wholesale to the highest bidder at great and very profitably,
right,
I might add. So basically, they're saying that if you do to them personally what they, when they do it as a company, it's just a statistic. But when it happens to them, it's a tragedy, which is more or less what Stalin said about death. You know,
that's
one death is a tragedy, but a million deaths is
it's just a statistic. Yeah. So, and this guy's actually called, he's actually called the Vice President of Integrity, Guy Rosen, at his house.
By the way, the next version of Cell 411 will have Facebook completely removed.
Yeah.
Except for being able to disconnect you from your Facebook account.
Yeah, let's actually take a detour there in just a moment, because I did mention that toward the end of this week we would hopefully see a fixed version of Cell 411 available on the Android Google Play Store, and it has happened as of yesterday. I believe it was yesterday afternoon or evening sometime. The Google gods allowed the Cell 411 version that you sent over to it to be posted. So now you can download, if you're on the Android platform, you can download a version of Cell 411 that is actually going to work. The issue previously was that sometimes the alerts wouldn't come through. And with an app like Cell 411, that's a game stopper kind of, showstopper kind of app where or bug that needed to be fixed. And you and your team, nobody, you took care of that, and it is working now.
Yep, and a lot of thanks to the guys at Wisely Soft who have been great to work with through this.
Indian guys, they program the software.
Yeah, and they are great guys. Mm-hmm. And
they work for a quarter of the price of American programmers.
Yeah, don't tell them that. I can't afford to pay more. but the thing is, they're great guys. And in that vein, let me do a quick infomercial here. Copblock Technologies, I think I'm going to call it, is looking for people to build the next generation of communications and security apps. So if you're a programmer, especially if you're a software architect, because we're early in the process, drop a mail to software@invisiblehand.church, and you know, it's going to be completely open source. Everybody will see everything in it. It's going to start with cell 411 and build from there and basically rebuild these projects on top of a stable infrastructure that we can trust.
I was talking with the founder of cell 411 today, Virgil Viduva, and he said to me that he's actually been observing the chat, because we finally got him in the Telegram room, because we've got a Telegram chat for the programmers.
Yeah, I add him to everything, but Virgil doesn't talk to me anymore.
He doesn't talk, but he's there. He says, I've been watching the Telegram exchanges. He says, you guys are kicking around the same ideas I was having. I just didn't have time or resources to pursue them. I think you're on the right path.
Good.
So you've got the A-OK from the founder.
Good. I hoped I wasn't pissing in his Cheerios, because I respect the hell out of what he's done.
Yeah.
It's one of, visually, it hasn't changed at all, because it's one of the most beautiful apps in terms of just to look at. Mm-hmm. It's spectacular. As apps go, I just look at it and I go, wow. So, you know, I'm not an interface guy. I'm an AI guy, so I didn't mess with that at all. But, you know, the most important thing is we've got to get the tentacles of big tech out of it. And what I will acknowledge is if you're concerned about your security, for now, you do have to think twice about this app. But it's probably not worse than your Android is already. You know, if your attacker is the government, everything on your Android they have.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
it's out right now at the Play Store. Apple didn't need this, but Apple didn't have this bug with their version of cell 411, so we didn't have to fix that.
Yeah, it does have the bug where when you sign up for cell 411 for the first time, and this is important to stress, from an iOS system, it's going to get you're going to get a message saying that phone verification failed. Okay. And at that point, just wait, because we've got little monkeys running around in the database, and they will flip that bit in your
profile.
Profile, and you will then be able to use the system, and we apologize for the inconvenience or confusion that may cause. We've got guys on it. It's going to be done, they assure me, real soon now. Sadly, in the software business, that doesn't
that could mean
anything.
They seem pretty good at doing things, though.
They're good guys, and so far, you know, they've been delivering they've been getting deliverables to me in on the better side of the what I estimated it might take.
That's
like
good.
They're coming in,
they're
exceeding my expectations.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So I'd say that things are working pretty good. I'm glad to see that happening. Glad to see development continuing with cell 411. We even got a really nice offer today from the new head of Talk Media Network, which is the radio network that we're just moving over to this week. And he wants to run advertisements to promote cell 411 on the weekends on the other shows on the network, which is really cool.
Oh, so, I love it.
So we got to cook up some ads.
I love it. Yeah, we got to cook up some ads. Need videographers, need script writers, comedy writers.
603-283-6160.
You can make me look attractive.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
In a survey, nearly 100% of boys ages 12 to 15 report that they have sex all the time and are definitely not virgins. Teens say they've gone all the way on numerous occasions, including vaginal sex, oral sex, and regular sex orgies.
Previous studies suggested that most boys lose their virginity at 16 or 17. But when we gathered 13-year-olds in a room and asked them if they'd had sex, they not only said yes, but they also were clear that sex was no big deal for them, that they weren't nervous before having it, and that when they do have sex, they do it for hours at a time.
And you discovered that these young teenagers have sex with nearly every attractive woman they know, including their babysitters, teachers, and even Hollywood celebrities.
10% of boys in junior high school say they received a blowjob from Katy Perry while they were on vacation in Los Angeles.
And what about teenage girls? Did your study find out anything new about their sexual habits?
We didn't talk to any teenage girls. The boys we surveyed told us not to because they'd probably just lie and deny it.
This is the Onion.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A
House impeachment managers have concluded their opening statements in the Senate trial of former President Trump. Their presentation ran for the better part of 2 days. The former president's lawyers will make their case on Friday. They have alerted the Senate that they will only need 1 day for opening statements. President Biden spending part of his Thursday at the National Institutes of Health in Washington, D.C.
On behalf of a grateful nation, and I don't say that lightly, on behalf of a grateful nation, I want to thank you and your families for your work and your sacrifice. For there is no doubt your family sacrificed a great deal for the endless hours you put in to save the rest of us.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 7, the S&P gaining 7, and the NASDAQ jumping 53. You're listening to USA Radio News. Three Cuban nationals stranded for 33 days have been rescued.
The U.S. Coast Guard rescued three Cuban nationals who were stranded for more than a month on an atoll in the Bahamas on Tuesday. The Coast Guard said the two men, one woman, survived by eating mollusks, rats, and coconuts. A Coast Guard surveillance plane spotted the castaways during a routine patrol Monday, and they noticed three people signaling them. The group was airlifted and transported to the Lower Keys Memorial Center. The atoll is halfway between Cuba and Florida. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is delaying the execution of Alabama death row inmate Willie Smith. Smith was given the death penalty after being convicted in the 1991 execution-style shooting of a 22-year-old Birmingham woman in a cemetery. He was originally set to be put to death Thursday night. The stay was granted to allow the three-judge federal panel to review the defense's claim that Smith is intellectually disabled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. Also want to say thanks to PorcupineRealEstate.com and Mark Warden for being a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. That means that Mark and PorcupineRealEstate.com are contributing $10 a month to the AMP program, and that means that he's helping us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, helping us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you value what we do here and it's worth $5 a month to you, you can sign up as a silver amplifier. Again, Mark's doing gold, but you can sign up as a silver amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com using your credit card, debit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC. So thank you, Mark, and PorcupineRealEstate.com for supporting us here. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
I got to look back and see if that BTC transaction is cleared.
Oh, yeah.
For I got a donation. I won't name the donor, but I got a donation of a tenth of a Bitcoin at copblock.app, and mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that to Mr. Donor, whoever you are. And
that was last night.
Yeah, it was last night, and it was sent with a $5 fee, which is
not small.
Yeah, it's a very, I mean, that's a chunk of change for flipping a bit in the database,
mm-hmm.
you know, and last I looked, which was 12 hours later, it had not arrived. So it's on the slow boat. And this illustrates, and, you know, I've been ramping up on this for a while. And, you know, the bottom line is Bitcoin has become a Ponzi scheme. Because
what? A Ponzi scheme?
It's become a Ponzi scheme because they're selling the ability to perform 7 transactions per second. That is absurd. That was great in the proof of concept release.
Sure.
That was the original one. Because yeah. it took us a long time to exceed that number of users.
Right.
So Satoshi would have known this isn't going to be a problem for a while.
And then it was.
And then there will be money to fix it.
Yeah.
And there was money to fix it. And somebody hijacked Bitcoin. Because Bitcoin should have been able to solve this problem many times over, and we've seen the Lightning Network, which seems to be like a train wreck.
It's still 18 months away every time you check on it.
There's things it would be good for. Don't get me wrong. If mm-hmm. I was running an exchange, I would run it as a Lightning Network.
And the Lightning Network without any... yeah, I can't explain the technology, but it's something that the Bitcoin programmers are supposedly working on.
I can explain the technology.
Better.
It's not that complex. Basically, everybody throws their Bitcoin in the same bag. And whatever happens on the other side of the lightning wall is it's kept the owner of that bag keeps track of it.
Right, but that's centralizing the Bitcoin.
Exactly. And then he's responsible for the bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So that open public ledger, it's no longer an open public ledger. It's a ledger run by some guy.
This seems to be really problematic.
It's not decentralized. It's federated.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a step in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay? SegWit... addresses.
Is another technology that Bitcoin has implemented and hasn't done really jack diddly to reduce fees.
It bought some time. I think it did reduce the amount of space that each transaction takes up. But still, if the value of your currency keeps growing, it's not worth $40,000 to send 7 transactions a second.
Right now, it actually hit a record high again today. Bitcoin record high over $48,000 today. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the price just shooting up at this thing.
It's become a scam because it's supposed to be a store of value, but you can't store value that you don't have. And if you can only do 7 transactions per second when everybody else can do 1,000, and when there are 1,000 other blockchains out there to put your traffic over, then that's all they're trading on is a name and hype.
That's it.
The hype machine is going. Why doesn't the hype machine see Bitcoin Cash? Why don't any of these brilliant celebrities see the other coins that are out there?
Well, they are talking about Dogecoin. But
good. Yeah. Good. Well, I mean, and don't get me wrong. I made money when they pumped Doge, you know? I didn't make money. The church made money. I've taken a bow of poverty. But
you set up the trading on behalf of the church.
Yes. I am the trader. So in my function as lowly employee of the church, I did make a bunch of money, mm-hmm. but I made it for them.
Right.
But the thing is, it's not, there's nothing technically new about Dogecoin.
No.
You know?
It's not remarkable in any way, except that it was a good joke.
Bitcoin SV has good things about it, but the developers just need to do what Satoshi would have done and fork it to get the stink of that right character off it. Just fork it. Let him have that fork, and let him be the only one on that.
I'm trying to answer all of your questions, Angie, before you're asking them.
I love having her here because it's perfect.
And I want to know about Dogecoin.
I can say it. She can not know what I mean.
Just because I was told that it started as a scam. Can you explain that to me?
No, it started as a joke.
Can you explain how that happened?
Well, basically, have you seen the picture of the dog?
Yes.
That's some funny crap. That's all. Now you get it.
Okay, so for listeners that don't know, the dog that you're referencing is a Shiba Inu, and it has, it's been one of these, I think it was related to Bitcoin initially. It was just a meme. It was one of the various different meme images on the internet, and this dog is referred to as Doge, D-O-G-E. And
the spelling is funny.
Yeah, and it was just this cute, silly photo of this dog that somebody said, hey, let's make a coin and call it Dogecoin.
And the dog looks like he's laughing at you.
So they put his face on, like an image of a coin or whatever. And I think that didn't the Dogecoin guys buy like a race car sponsorship at one point or something like that?
Could be. They've actually done amazingly well. And they kind of prove my point. That when the blockchain space is becoming commodified, you don't have to do anything special to have some value.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you would have to do a lot special to be worth $40,000 a coin.
Well, I mean, Dogecoin...
I'm not saying that Bitcoin is completely broken. It's mostly broken, mostly because it's overused.
Yeah, it's super slow.
And, we need to get the 999% of that traffic off of the one road that can't carry it and onto the 999 roads that can.
Well, considering Dogecoin really was just a joke, it had actually broken into the top 10 of cryptocurrencies this week. Right now it's sitting at number 12, ranked by market cap, and it's right below Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash, number 11.
Bitcoin Cash is back above it, though, because it was above Bitcoin Cash for a little bit.
It was for a little bit, and so they're sort of neck and neck right now. Yeah. You can go to CoinGecko.com to see that. We got time for you if you want to join us
Thing, since we're explaining things tonight, another thing that people might not know is Dogecoin is much cheaper than Bitcoin Cash, but its market cap is almost the same size because there are a great many Doge out there.
Yeah, there apparently are 128 billion and change Doge right now. And there's no limit to the number of Doge that can be created, unlike Bitcoin, where Bitcoin has a limit, and Bitcoin Cash has a limit at 21 million.
Bitcoin Cash is the real Bitcoin.
Yeah, Dogecoin is the definition of an inflationary currency. They can just keep on going and going.
But that's okay. It will never make them $1 billion, but they'll carry plenty of traffic.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Live open phones as always. If you want to join us here, we're talking about everything from cryptocurrency to cell 411 emergency alerts and Facebook, or rather Twitter, banning somebody sort of on behalf of Facebook. Somebody cornered a Facebook executive outside his home, one of the guys from Project Veritas, and now they've been taken down from Twitter as a result of that. So if you want to comment on any of those things or bring something else up entirely, you're welcome to do that. Our number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Nobody.
And Angie.
So we've been discussing, as I said, cryptocurrency was the last topic. And in fact, I actually had some Bitcoin-related news here tonight. All the big boys are now jumping on board with Bitcoin.
Isn't that interesting that that's
finally
what they're announcing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting? See, that's one of the reasons that I think this is being pumped and dumped right now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, well, I predicted it was like 2014, I said on the air, that one of the techniques that the Federal Reserve would use against Bitcoin is pumping and dumping it to make it look unstable. Mm-hmm. And that if we knew that was coming, we could drain the energy out of that attack by basically keeping a balance between what we have in crypto and what we have in dollars, and holding enough dollars when crypto is going up to basically buy twice as much if and when it falls. Because
the tricky part is you don't know when it's going to fall. Like, how high are they going to push it up this time? We have no idea.
You don't know that. And so what I do is I keep for the church. This is the church's trading strategy. This is the way of the hand at the moment. Basically, I have it set up so that I have five bags. I have a bag of Bitcoin, BTC, I have a bag of BCH, ETH, several other coins, mostly the big boys, Litecoin, I think, and maybe one other, definitely one other, I can't remember what it's in now, but anyway, so on a daily basis, I average my holdings across all of those bags. So whatever is spiking at the moment flows out into other coins. And then when it craters later, I buy more of it back than I held before the spike.
And you're automating this, right?
This is an automated process. It's something like a computer program does it, but I sit there and watch the program run and make sure it gets it right, and I'm always hacking on it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what it does at the moment.
That's cool.
But basically the idea is if the market is too volatile, okay, then what you want to do is you want to create pools of liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so, and basically what you do is you turn volatility into profit by just putting liquidity there and letting it spread out.
So let me give you some news here that's worthy of pointing out that things are starting to change as far as how these big bankers and big money companies, old money companies are talking about Bitcoin
and only Bitcoin.
Yes, correct. And well, no. We'll get into some. There's something that may involve more than Bitcoin here in just a moment.
But, ETH?
I'm not going to say. I don't know yet. but what we've seen over recent weeks, I would say, it's not even, maybe recent months, nothing sooner than like the end of 2020 was when PayPal came on. And it was like once PayPal opened up.
Oh, I was so happy to see them.
Are you being facetious?
Yes, I am.
PayPal has been lackluster in its feature set that they've launched when it comes to purchasing Bitcoin. The number one feature that they need to have that they don't is the ability to actually withdraw the Bitcoin. So you can quote-unquote buy Bitcoin on PayPal, but you can't actually withdraw it from PayPal.
It just stays in your PayPal account?
It stays in the PayPal account. And so there's no way to really prove that you actually have Bitcoin because you just have to take their word for it. So it may be fake Bitcoin.
You can sell it back to PayPal at whatever price they specify.
That's right.
With their monopoly. And when you buy it, they're a monopsopy, which is a sole seller.
Oh, okay.
Monopsopy is sole buyer. Monopoly is sole seller.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. You have to buy at the price they want. If they change their price to a penny per Bitcoin, guess what? Nothing you can do about it. You sell out at a penny. Or hold a penny in assets, whatever you want.
Now, the odds are they're not going to go that far with it, but
the
yes, you're
odds
right.
Are
they can do what they want.
The odds are they will screw you slowly and gently.
Yeah.
They'll
probably
come back
fee.
For another one, yeah. But it's you still getting screwed.
Yeah, they're going to hit you likely with a fee later on if they want to. But anyway, the fact that PayPal came on board did push the price of Bitcoin up, or it seemed to coincide with the price of Bitcoin going up, and it did seem to get the attention of some other major players. We reported recently that Visa is now planning on integrating cryptocurrencies somehow and allowing their merchants to receive Bitcoin. It's not real clear what that's going to mean, but they have put out an announcement, and sure enough, their competitor, MasterCard, according to Coindesk.com, is now planning to give merchants the option to receive payments in cryptocurrency later this year.
Now, that says in cryptocurrency.
That's right.
Are they going with something non-Bitcoin?
It's not clear yet.
Okay.
But according to...
Because that would mean something. My prediction is that the big banks are all going to jump on either BTC
mm-hmm.
or ETH.
Neither of which would be a good choice for settling payments.
Terrible.
Why would ETH not be a good choice?
The fees are about as bad as Bitcoin, sometimes worse.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with the ETH blockchain.
And that stands for Ethereum, by the way.
It's just that there need to be 10 of them so they can run all the programs that people need run.
Okay.
But because there's only one ETH blockchain, it's always jam-packed with programs, and so basically the fees are sky high.
Yeah, it's not meant to be a money system. I mean, it can be used as money, obviously, mm-hmm. but Ethereum, for listeners that aren't familiar with it, it's the number two crypto by market cap right now and has been for a long time. Mm-hmm. It is a programming interface, basically. It's a way to run software. Mm-hmm.
It's a virtual machine is what it is that your programs run on top of.
Yeah, and you have to pay fees in order for your program to run, basically, because you're using other people's computers, essentially, to run that program. And so that has resulted
in... So you can have programs running that nobody knows who wrote them, nobody knows where they came from.
So where do the fees go?
To the miners.
Yeah, they go to the miners. They can also go to the smart contracts, which are what they call the little programs that run on it.
Right. So that's what Ethereum is. It's a way for people to do other things besides money with cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And which also says that it should not be taxable.
No doubt.
It's not money.
So, anyway, MasterCard is looking to give merchants the option later this year to receive payments in cryptocurrency. According to a source familiar with the matter, the functionality will see MasterCard customers' digital currency payments settled in crypto at participating merchants, a first for the financial giant. So it's not clear if they're actually going to accept cryptocurrency payments at the point of sale as much as they are offering to settle to the merchants in cryptocurrency, which is an interesting option, if that's what they're talking about. Meaning that if you're a merchant and you accept MasterCard, that any person that comes in and swipes their MasterCard and pays you with dollars, you may be able to tell MasterCard, hey, I'd rather have that in Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or whatever it is the options are that they decide to make available, which would essentially mean MasterCard would become a cryptocurrency dealer.
Yep. But hold it.
You're still spending 3%, and the same thing could be mm-hmm. implemented as a wallet with an interface to Cash App.
Sure.
You know? It's or USDT. The thing about Cash App is it in turn has a nexus with the MasterCard and Visa system, so it makes it easy to get money out of it through your ATM. They're actually tied into the ATM.
And that's why people pay 3% to MasterCard, because it gives them access to all of the MasterCard holders, and there's a lot of them. So, they're not going away anytime soon, and it's interesting here that they're doing this. Now, according to CoinDesk, the company has not yet disclosed which digital currencies it intends to support or where this will be available, but the details shed new light on their CEO's quarter-four pledge to integrate digital currency payments, quote, directly on our network, unquote, in a move for the new chief in his first earnings call. Previously, MasterCard supported...
That's a use for the Lightning Network. Okay. Basically, they could have all of the money that gets paid in goes into their Lightning node. Mm-hmm. They're keeping the books behind the scenes, but then when you pull Bitcoin back out, it comes out of the same bag it went into. You could also use it to run a digital casino.
603-283-6160. In other news, the nation's oldest bank in the United States is also now jumping into cryptocurrency. We'll tell you about that coming up, and you can share your thoughts with us. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm sorry if I'm being...
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVI Project.org.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.